One in three inmates in Idaho's prisons has a mental health issue. The Ada County Jail actually employs mental health providers because there are so many people who are arrested with a psychiatric disorder, and often they're arrested because of that disorder. About a decade ago, Idaho started trying to keep some of those offenders out of the system. Counties opened special courts to handle cases where mental health played a role. Audrey Dutton is a reporter for the Idaho Statesman, our partner for this week's In Crisis series. Audrey visited these special mental health courts and shares how they work.
Shannon Guevara is a 34-year-old who lives in Nampa. Most evenings, you'll find her cooking dinner for her husband, Roman, and four kids, and reminding the kids to do their chores.
Check your chore.
Yep. Tonight, the family is happy, but it wasn't always. Shannon started using meth about 5 years ago when her family was going through a tough financial time. She knew it was addictive, but she heard it would give her energy. Shannon has bipolar disorder and used meth to keep her from spending an entire week in bed. No showers, no cooking dinner.
Because during that time when everything was happening, I was starting to get really depressed and feel suicidal. And we couldn't afford to go to the doctor at that time, for me too.
The meth didn't help. She got hooked and things got worse. Eventually, she was arrested and jailed, then released.
I ended up trying to commit suicide, and they court-ordered me in the hospital, and the doctors there diagnosed me with bipolar and manic depression. I took pills, but they made me feel like I was a zombie, so then I quit taking them, and I went back to the drugs to try and medicate myself.
Shannon would get clean, go back to drugs, get clean, and so on. She spent a total of almost 2 years in prison. Then, in July, she relapsed again. This time, her husband called the police, and she was arrested. But a district judge looked at Shannon's case and decided to refer her to a special mental health court that offers people with certain psychiatric issues an alternative to prison. About 40 people in Boise and 25 people in Caldwell gather each week in those courts to answer to a judge about their steps toward rehabilitation. Shannon was accepted last month into Canyon County's mental health court.
When you're incarcerated, all you're doing is just sitting there incarcerated. You pretty much are not having to deal with your stress of your normal life out here. And out here with the mental health court, it's going to give me the opportunity to teach me how to deal with life and sort of guide me to where I start being able to do it on my own instead of just throwing me out here and, okay, here, stay sober and do good.
Kelly Jennings is the coordinator for Ada County's mental health court. Many of the people she shepherded through the program in the past 9 years ended up there because they ran out of money for medications and, like Guevara, started using drugs.
I didn't realize how marginalized people were in society who had serious mental illnesses until I started working here. You know, not everybody graduates with an A+. Not everybody sails through the program. That's actually very, very rare. But getting through the program at all for 18 months at least is a big accomplishment.
Ada County Mental Health Court has four phases. It also has a pretty good success rate. Graduates are about half as likely to reoffend if they go through the court than if they'd just been on probation. But there's something Jennings says is keeping the courts from being more successful. State funding cuts have meant fewer mental health staffers, and the courts themselves don't have a budget for housing assistance. Defendants can't work in the early stages of recovery, and they aren't allowed to live on the streets.
That might mean that instead of being placed in housing for six consecutive months while their meds are becoming stable and while they're getting used to the program, that they end up at a shelter. That can exacerbate your symptoms quite a bit, and it can make it difficult to focus on the business at hand.
The courts can help change lives, says Judge Michael Reardon, who oversees the Ada County Court.
There's a light that goes on for most folks someplace around phase three that says, oh, wow, my life's better. This stuff works. Okay, now how do I do that for myself?
Even without having started mental health court yet, Shannon Guevara says it's helping her to not be in prison. She's getting psychiatric care from a doctor finally. She feels hopeful. She's with her family, which is a daily reminder why she needs to get better. She no longer has plans for suicide.
When I got arrested, to me, it was a blessing. I felt a load lifted off my shoulders. I know I'm facing a new charge, and yes, I may end up back in prison, but in the long run, I'm sober. If the judges allow it, I'll get the help through the mental health court, and I think that'll be the help I need.
In Boise, I'm Audrey Dutton.
Audrey Dutton is a reporter for the Idaho Statesman. Her story is part of a series we're producing in collaboration with the Statesman. You can read more about today's story in the paper and check out the entire series so far on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.